Hello.
Hi. Tell us about the BMW 435i.
Well, the BMW 4 Series was basically an offshoot. What they did was, I guess it was about a year ago, they split off their 3 Series so that, several years ago they brought out the 6 Series, right? Which is basically a 2-door 5.
Okay.
So now what they've done is they've taken their 2-door 3s and made them the 4s.
Right.
You think you're lost? No, they're bringing out a 4 Series with 4 doors later this year.
Okay.
Anyway, so the 4 Series is generally the 3 Series with 2 doors.
Okay.
I mean, they probably made a few other little changes, like they stuck a little thing on the fender that looks like it was ripped off the side of a Porsche Panamera. But other than that, you know, but again, it's not so much about the naming, other than you don't know what to look for when you get to the dealer. It's about the car.
And right.
BMW calls themselves the ultimate driving machine, and boy, this thing is just great to drive.
Oh, great.
This one came with the larger engine, so it's an inline six, twin turbo, 300 horsepower, 300 foot-pounds, and you'd never know it's a turbo. You just step on the gas, and the power is there.
Really?
And this version that I had came with the six-speed manual transmission, which has to be one of, if not the, industry's finest. Just a fantastic car to drive. Those are the good points.
Okay.
The bad points are you have to live with this damn thing. To get out of this car, like other BMWs I've tried recently, you have to pull on the door handle twice. The first unlocks the door. The second opens the door. It has push button start stop. To stop the car, you have to press the button once, then take your foot off the brake and press it again. Otherwise, it stays in accessory mode, which is nice if you're in a parking lot waiting to pick somebody up or something like that. But but you have to go through that every time. It drove me nuts. You know, their interfaces too. They got this little knobby thing on the center console that is for, you know, controlling the radio presets and that.
Right.
And there's about 4 extra steps for everything you want to do. It's just crazy.
Wow.
These people should take a look at Volkswagen or Porsche or Kia or somebody like that, because it's really too bad. Because to me, that to me would be a deal breaker, because I love driving this car, but I hated being in it.
Right. Now, as far as price in competition, how does it stack up?
Well, it starts at $55,600, and the one that I had the premium package, which is $5,000. That gives you an alarm system, a universal remote control, which is great. You can drive by your house and flip your TV on. No, I don't think that's what it does. It also had the executive package, which is a high beam assistant, which I take means the high beams are automatic.
Right.
And the connected drive package, which is $850, which is a bunch of apps and internet and things like that. Just the sort of thing you're never going to use when you're driving anyway.
Right.
But it came out to $63,850.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. As far as the competition, I would say the E-Class Mercedes-Benz, the 2 doors, or the Audi 5 Series,
mm-hmm.
Both of which would be excellent choices. Again, I mean, I haven't driven the Audi 5 Series. I have driven the BMW. They're both nice. As far as the driving, I like the BMW better. I would rather live with the Mercedes, and because I'm a big fan of Audis. So, you'd have to go take a look at it.
Okay. Jim Breyer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find written reports at live88.5.com. In just a moment, his review of the Toyota Corolla S. It's the morning startup on Live 88.5.
Good morning.
How did you like the Toyota Corolla S?
Well, you know, I have to do a bit of an apology to Toyota and to listeners and readers here. When I came back from the Car of the Year Test Fest last October, I said that the Toyota Corolla was the biggest disappointment to me of the event. And actually, it was, but that isn't really fair, because you get at most just a really quick first impression.
Right.
Now that I've had a week with this car, I really liked it. The thing I like about it is it's a Corolla, and yet it's a nicer Corolla. It has all of the electronics you need. You know, it's got the Bluetooth streaming for your tunes and all that. It's got, I think the one I had automatic headlights. It did. The thing I really objected about it back then was that it had a continuously variable transmission, these CVT things that are so awful.
Yeah.
And the test one I had, the sample Corolla, was the CVT as well. But I discovered that if you put this thing into sport mode, it actually shifts so that it feels like a 7-speed automatic. Now, I'd still have a manual. I'd rather have a manual in a small car like this. But
right.
I was amazed. This little Corolla had what I would say is probably the nicest feeling CVT of any car I've driven, including high-end ones.
Do they give you paddle shifters at all with this thing?
It has paddle shifters.
Beautiful.
In a Corolla.
Beautiful.
You know, it was fun. I'll tell you, I may get struck by lightning for saying this, but the week before that, I had the Lexus GS all-wheel drive the 350, the F Sport model, their sport model.
Right.
And I thought the Corolla was more fun to drive.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Okay.
And that's with only 132 horsepower. It makes amazing use of those tiny little horsepower. It's just, I mean, full disclosure, I have owned two Corollas in the past and always liked them. I mean, they're not sports cars. They're not really fun cars, but they're great little cars that do exactly what they're supposed to do. And I think with this one, what they've done is they've brought it up to date. And, would I buy it in this segment? I don't know. I think, I might look at the Kia Rio or something. It's, a little more enjoyable. Right. But if you're looking for something that you can trust, you can drive for many, many years and then throw it in a landfill, you can't beat the Toyota Corolla.
All right. It's Jim Brayer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. His written reports at live88.5.com. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.